the tax uplifters and other sick-like ill-dayers was aye coming up to listen him. That set the Pharisees and doctors of the law to the chattering. This man, said they, welcomes sinners, taxes mate with him. So ye day, he told them this parable. There was yens a man had 2 sons, and ae day the young son said to him, Father, give me the 4 share of your hodden that I hae recht till. Said the father, hoft his hodden atween his 2 sons. No long after him, the young son niffered the hale of his portion for siller, and fur awa forth till a far off country, where he spiffled his siller, leaving the life a weirdless waster. After he had gained through the hale, a fell famine brak out o' yon land, and he found himself in unco mister. So he gaed and hired wi' an indweller o' that country, and the man gied him the work o' tentin' his swine out by the fields. Gladly would he panged his wame with the hools as they mated the swine wi', but naebody gied him a hate. Or lang he was his ain man yens mair, and he said to himsel, "Hoo mony o' my feyther's dargers has mate in galore, and me here, likin' to dee o' hunger. As up and awa back to my feyther, and sayin' I say to him, Feyther, I sinned again heaven and again yoursel, and I'm nae mair worried to be called your son. Tak me as yin o' your dargers." See, he rase up, and awa till his feyther. When he was aye a lang gate off, his feyther saw him, and a stund a pity gate till he heard him, and he ran and flung his arms about his craig and kissed him, and his son said to him, "Feyther, I hae sinned again heaven and again yoursel, and I'm nae mair worthy to be called your son." But his feyther cried till the servants, "Fie, haste ye, fetch the brawest goon in my ocht, and cleed him in it, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet, sign bring out the fat mirt stirk, and fill it for the feast, for we're to hood it hearty, because this son of mine was deed, and is yens mair in life, he was tint and is fund." Sign they yoke it to their hondlin. O' this time, the old son was afield. As he came hame with, and was near the hoose, he heard music and dancing. And he cried in the servants till him and speared at him, "What was this out?" "It's your brother come hame, sir," said the man. "Your feyther's felled the fat mirt stirk, because he's gotten him back hale and fear." The old son was wed to hear that, and he wouldna gang in. And when his feyther came out and prigged him to come ben, he said to him, "Listen, all their years I hae served ye, the ne'er a bidden o' yours here disobeyed, and yet ye never gave me as muckle as a kid at a mighty spree wi' my bullies. But whenever this son o' yours does gain through your hale hodden wi' hoors comes hame, oh aye, ye maun fell the fat mirt stirk nae less for him." "Laddie, laddie," said his feyther, "ye ride by me, and no thing I hae is yours. But we bid be merkin hooded hearty, your brother was deed and is in life yens mair. He was tint, and new has been fund.